Right now it's time to take five for your community. And this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yes. A little warm, but good.
Yeah, well, it was warm, but the weather held up fairly nicely, so that's always good. All right, so the City Council met on Thursday, Mayor, and some of the things that went on, there was an amendment to a liquor ordinance. What was that all about?
Well, that was our new ordinance on a Class H license, which allows sale of warm beer and wine at convenience stores and stations that have convenience stores in them. And we need to clean it up a little bit. There was no Sunday sales allowed on that, but it's allowed till 2 a.m. in the morning because that's what the other licenses allow.
Okay.
We just had to make that specific.
Right, right. Okay. Also, you approved the appropriation ordinance. I think we talked about that last time, but
yeah,
you had it
right.
The second reading?
Right. It's a little over $6 million, and that means we have that to spend if we need it. We don't intend on spending that much.
No.
Usually our budget will be around $2.5 to $3 million, but we have to allow the $6 million in case there's emergencies.
Well, it's nice to have it if you absolutely needed it, but like you said, hopefully you're not going to need it for...
Right, hopefully we don't need it, but legally you have to make an appropriation for that.
Okay, that's good. Also, you're going to repair some basketball courts.
Sure, we just got done doing 15 parts of 15 streets in town, and the basketball court is one of the most used items in the park,
mm-hmm.
and so it was time to refinish that, and we put a new surface on it, and it'll be striped, and the golds will be straightened up, and it'll be back to A1 condition, because the young men and women are out there almost every day playing all year long, unless it's just lightning or ice on it.
Yes. Speaking of the park, we ought to mention, coming up, your co-sponsoring event coming up on the 20th, you and the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce and the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. You've got a big event coming up.
Right. That's sponsored. The hospital came up with this, and we're furnishing some of the help and, of course, sprucing up the place, and we'll have everything ready for them and have people there to take care of trash and so on and so on. They're having quite an event. I don't want to steal their thunder. It's their event.
Right, right.
We have that going on, and then later on we have another big event coming, a fairly big event comes along. They'll announce it when it comes.
Okay. Okay, so that's what's coming up this weekend. Let's see, you're going to have a hearing for Mach 1. They want to do some rezoning, right?
Right, they want to rezone the lot behind them, I think, with the idea of building a new station. So
okay.
That hearing will be on the 24th, I believe it is. And it was in the paper, and it will be open to the public to make comments if they have any, and to any of the residents nearby. That's on the 24th. At 10 o'clock in City Hall.
Okay. Now, you haven't done this yet, but you will in the future. You had mentioned that, you know, the state's legalized recreational marijuana now. And
right.
You said that you're going to be
right.
Dealing with that because even though they legalize it, they leave that to the different local entities to decide what to do? Is that
we're not sure what all they do.
Okay.
There's a lot of laws goes with that
concerning
a lot of things. We don't know all of them yet. We can opt out of having a place that distributes it. We can't opt out on not having it.
Right.
It's just different laws. We don't know all of them yet. We have to consider them as they come in. They haven't made everything real clear yet.
Right, right.
But since we're on a border here of the state, we need to know all those laws so that we can enforce the ones that are needed to be enforced and keep the people happy, I guess you'd say, because it is a state law, mandated law, and we have to go with it.
Okay. Yeah, there's always a lot of... extra laws mixed in with the law, isn't
there?
There's
a lot of little things added to it. We don't know all of them yet, like how close you can be to a church or to a school or whatever. All those will come down before they put it in effect.
Okay. And one more thing real quick. You announced that the legislative committee was going to meet to discuss ordinance about yard sales. Is there something going on with yard sales?
Right. We don't have anything that covers yard sales particularly. It's covered, but it's kind of ambiguous. We're going to make it so it reads so everybody understands it.
Okay, so you've got quite a bit going on. You got quite a bit coming up to deal with as well.
Right, there's always something. There's something every day different, be it water, sewer, laws, whatever, roads, workers. It's just an interesting job.
And you mentioned the grant money's coming soon.
The grant money has cleared out of Springfield, so now it should be, we're hoping, a month or two away, so we can start relining sewers.
That's always good to hear. He is Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.